good day. Nine after. Hello. Not that bad. Seven okay. after. Maybe it just seems like nine after. We're on the East Coast. It's 9 o'clock. There's a nine someplace here. I never change my watch when I'm traveling from coast to coast.
So you just have to kind of guess and do a little bit.
I was looking at it because I try to keep myself honest with it. I have two or three clocks in front of me all the time so that I am sure that we're on time. And I still, even with two or three, I still screw. It's something that is, it's sort of endemic to me because I want to get as much stuff in as I can in the shortest period of time, and sometimes I squeeze a little too hard. So that's why we find ourselves. We're forced to fight with the clock.
Don't worry about it, Doug, because did Rich tell you he remembered something today?
No.
It's doomsday again.
Oh, that's right.
So you don't have to worry.
Really?
So at some point today, we're not going to have to worry about anything anymore.
Right, October 21st.
Yeah,
what's that guy's name? Crosley? What's his name?
No, him.
Yeah, it's close to that. William something like that.
Reverend Fraudulent or something?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah. Harold Camping.
Camping.
There you go.
That's it, right, yeah. All right, so let's not spend our time.
We better get the Louis segment in here quickly.
Right, because the world may come to an end and you'll not be happy because you won't have any.
Got to eat.
Great food.
So much food to eat. We don't have time.
Right, exactly. That's right.
Yeah. We should all go for donuts if the world's going to end.
I'm picking out today, man.
I'm going for a donut. There's a great donut. I just said to Jennifer, there's a great donut shop down the street from here. And I'm not one who usually likes donuts. On Sunday mornings at the farm, some of the folks bring donuts in, and they bring me a blueberry frosted donut, and I'll have half of that or give some of it to Charlotte or whatever. But here there's a donut shop that specializes in different colors and different flavors of donuts, not the ordinary stuff that you get in the regular Dunkin' Donuts kind of store. And it really is, it's great.
They're always the same people. I always see, like, the regulars sitting out in front of the place having their coffee, eating their donuts every morning. Very cute.
I stopped there originally because there was a traffic jam, and I looked over and saw the donut shop, and I didn't want to sit in the traffic jam, so I drove into the parking lot, went inside, looked around. It's run by a bunch of Koreans. And, you know, you don't necessarily put Koreans together with donuts. Is that a really prejudicial
statement?
In L.A.,
you
statement?
Do.
Yeah.
So for the rest of your life, you will now.
Well, I mean, if you think of pasta, you think of Italians, right? You think of sauerkraut, you think of Germans. You think of fish and chips, you think of the English. You think of tacos, you think of the Mexicans. You don't think of donuts in Koreans. You just don't.
What do you associate donuts with? Is that German?
No.
Donuts.
Donuts, I don't know that I thought.
Louis, where did donuts originate?
Well, some of the first donuts were Chinese.
Well, maybe that's
See?
It.
See?
Yeah, there you go.
Huh.
Yeah. And did you know?
They didn't have a holiday. They just puff fried a lot of dough. Now, the Italians have their version called Zeppola.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've had Zeppola in Italian restaurants, too, so maybe there's roots there.
Hmm. Everybody ends up frying something. It's just like the natural way of life.
Yeah. I've had
Dump
somebody.
It in the oil.
Oftentimes I get around people who fry my butt. I don't know.
The Dutch.
Dutch what?
Settlers.
With donuts?
When they came to America.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Where'd the expression fry your come from? Anybody know?
Fry your butt.
That was from the cab drivers, I believe.
All right, Louis here is going to present us with the top 10 foods that are, speaking about where foods come from, that are uniquely American. Chef Louis DeAngelis visits with us every week. We talk about food, how to prepare food, popular foods, what you ought to consider in some of the better meals and restaurants, that sort of thing. Chef Louis is an advisor to many restaurant chains. He's a fixer. He goes in, if there's a problem in the restaurant, he looks at the menu, he looks at how things are being prepared, offers suggestions and ideas. So that's usually the theme behind what we're talking about when we're together. And so this is something that I'm scratching my head thinking, I can't come up with one food that is uniquely American, or at least that I'm identifying. One type
you
of...
You can't?
Other
a
than
burger?
Vegetables.
Burgers and
burgers
hot dogs,
are not American.
Right?
Hot dogs are German.
Oh, they're German. They're sausage.
No, what about burgers?
Why don't we let Louis tell us?
Okay.
Why don't we do that?
I know burgers have to be on that list.
So we keep playing this game, Louis. We can guess, and you can tell us yes or no.
Well, burgers, probably. You know, the original burgers, you know, Hamburg. Comes from Germany.
Germany.
Oh,
shoot.
Everybody was frying meat at one time, but there's 10 things that I found that... You know, when I say they're truly American, it could have only been in this country that somebody would have made these up. And the first one that comes to mind is corn dogs. Oh. Naturally, you got a hot dog, but back in the 40s, Texas State Fair, and Texas is known for deep frying everything from marshmallows to candy bars to Twinkies. Somebody took a hot dog, dipped it in cornmeal, put a stick in it, and deep fried it, and the birth of the corn dog, which is wildly popular.
Yeah.
Only here.
From the state they gave you
like
Rick Perry. What?
Yeah, deep fried. That's Southern fried.
put a stick in Rick Perry and deep fry him.
Yeah. Stick a fork in him. He's done.
I'm actually working on deep fried Jell-O at this point.
You?
Yeah. This is
deep fried Jell-O.
How do you do that?
I've got it to the. It's a timing thing, and you got to have your oil just right. But
it's got to be so hot and so fast,
you'd
right?
You
freeze cubes of Jell-O on a stick. If it's hard frozen, you dip it in a nice vanilla or strawberry batter. And you deep fry it for probably around, at this point now I'm at 90 seconds. And when you pull it out, the Jell-O is still Jell-O.
All right. You know what I'm thinking here?
And it's crazy good.
You know how, we may have Richie among us, genius. You know how it took Alexander Graham Bell and Thomas Edison thousands of times to perfect what it is that they are now well known for?
Sure.
Louis DeAngelis could be the next guy in that line behind
Edison,
Thomas
Bell,
Edison, Bell,
and Louis DeAngelis,
and Steve.
I can see that
Jobs.
On my headstone. Here lies the man that fried Jell-O. Yeah. I don't think there's much of a legacy there.
Hey man, after fried Coca-Cola, so that's basically the same way they do fried Coca-Cola, then, right?
How do you do fried? What is fried Coca-Cola? I never heard of that before.
Oh, sure, it's the rage at the state fairs now.
I just
fried Coca-Cola.
Yeah. I took a bite of fried Kool-Aid. At the Los Angeles County Fair, and I was disappointed because I thought it was going to be like Kool-Aid in the center, that it was going to be liquid, but it was almost like they took donut dough, to go back to donuts, and instead of using water, they just used like red Kool-Aid, and then they fried a big ball of dough, and it was just red in the center.
They cooked it too much.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's better if you take Kool-Aid and add pectin to it and make it a gel.
Yeah.
All right, so in the interest of time, let's not spend too much time on corn dogs and Jell-O. What else you got for us that are on the list of top 10 uniquely American foods?
Philly steak and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Only in Philadelphia would they take the worst cut of meat, absolutely worst, fry it up, and add a non-cheese, like cheese whiz, to it, and put it in a bun and say, this is Philadelphia.
And you know what? Arby's has introduced a competitor.
Yes.
They're advertising, promoting heavily now, which is like eating fried fat.
Yes.
It's gristle, fat, garbage.
And recycled paper.
Yeah, right. It's good for your heart, Richie. You'll last a long time eating that stuff. Good for you. All right, keep going, Louis.
Okay. Let me ask you, what do these foods have in common? General Tso's chicken, chop suey, egg rolls, chow mein, fortune cookies, okay, crab rangoons.
We'd
actually say this is all Chinese food from the buffet, right?
Yeah.
All made in America.
Right.
That's it. Most Chinese food they have here is an American invention.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
I went to an authentic Chinese restaurant once with some people from the Taiwanese embassy.
No such thing as an
check, please.
No. These people go to the authentic Chinese. The sauces, it's not even close to what you're used to seeing in your Chinese restaurant.
But here you go. When I was in China, remember, they treated me. They thought I was a dignitary, and they brought me to some place special, and the kids were sitting around a table. Tony and the two kids and I are there. This was in... When did I go there? I was here when I went there, wasn't I, Richie?
It's only been like 10 years.
All right, so it actually was because I had to get a new passport, and I just got another one renewed, so it was 10 years ago. So we're sitting around this table in this room with a bunch of dignitaries, and they bring in stuff that is, my God.
Bear's claw.
It was just, so Megan and Brendan are trying to be polite. And they're eating this stuff.
Poking around, yeah.
Megan's giving me the evil eye because I'm not picking anything off of the tray. And she thinks that I'm insulting my hosts.
Eat bear's claw. Eat bear's claw.
It was the grossest stuff.
Not what we used to.
Fish. That's Chinese food. That's real Chinese food.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Chicken feet. Big time out there.
There you go. All right, so what else, Louis?
Okay, imagine this. Graham crackers. They're not the hottest seller in the world. Marshmallows, nobody just buys them back just to eat. I mean, some people do. But s'mores. How in the world did that get so popular?
Yeah.
I thought that was a candy.
No, it's a graham cracker with marshmallows cooked.
Marshmallows and
really?
Chocolate, and they heat it up, and yeah. that became an
You got
American
any of those
on
your desk? I'd like to try them, Jennifer.
You don't know what a s'more is? I am
no.
so disturbed by you. Really?
No.
That's what you do when you camp. You roast a marshmallow, and then you really? Put it with the chocolate and graham cracker. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, come on.
Well, when you eat too many of them, it becomes a cramp fire.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Something worse.
Yeah, all right, next.
How about this one? You ready for this? Only in America, the Reuben sandwich. You got Jewish rye, you got sauerkraut or coleslaw, you got German charcuterie making the pastrami, okay, and a dressing that's a red mayonnaise that has about as much to do with Russia. They call it Russian dressing as RussianBrides.com. I mean, it has nothing in common. And now you got a sandwich that's an American sandwich called a Reuben.
Yeah, that's funny.
Only here could you take the kitchen sink plus and throw it between bread and sell it, and it
there
becomes
you go.
A big hit. But that's truly, truly American.
All right, got anybody else? Anything else?
Oh, yeah. There's more. What I'm trying to bring up from that is that, you know, these are all foods that you have, that you've had from other countries, but only in America can you put them into a blender and come out with an American food. Cobb salad. That's where, you know, you just take all the leftovers, everything that was left over from the day before.
The chicken, the egg, the...
Yeah, ham, cheese, chicken, eggs, bacon.
Yeah.
And here it is, and then you disguise it as a healthy salad.
Right, yeah.
And cover it with a cream dressing. But when people come from Europe, they can't believe Cobb salad. They think it's great. Wow. A lot of people that come over from
Cobb salads are good. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But that's so American. Or how about this? Baked Alaska.
What is baked Alaska?
It's ice cream that's baked. Cream it's weird. Cooked. I don't get it.
Anything you could throw rum on and light. Has got to be good. And only in America do we take, like, a, you know, anywhere else they take a scoop of ice cream and put it with a piece of pie, you know, pie a la mode or whatever. Yeah. Only in this country do we take a whole box of ice cream and light it on fire.
Yeah, it's a sacrilege. It's awful. There's nothing. I've become an ice cream connoisseur as an adult, and there's nothing. I tried that once, a couple of times. First of all, they don't use good ice cream.
No.
At least my experience was they didn't use good ice cream because of what happens to it in the end.
Yeah. You know? It's like a well drink. I mean, if you're going to make somebody a whiskey sour, you're not going to use the best whiskey to do it because you're blending it.
Right.
And that's what happens with baked Alaska. Or a great Mexican treat is deep fried ice cream, where they take ice cream and they roll it in a cornflake type of a mix, and then they deep fry that.
One more.
One more. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Iconic buffalo wings.
Oh, yeah. Now, Buffalo, New York, yeah.
Now, you love them, right?
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean, out of Buffalo, New York? What are you talking about?
They are.
That's where they're
at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Sure. Absolutely.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah. Now, you got
to. So I'm putting Richie down, and he actually knows the story.
Hey, man, anything that's eaten with beer, I know about.
Yeah.
But here you got probably the worst part of the chicken, except for the feet and what goes over the fence.
Yeah.
You know, you got the driest parts, and you deep fry it until it's unrecognizable. I mean, you burn the daylights out and then put hot sauce on it.
Awful.
Welcome to America. Awful. This is what the Canadians see when they hop over the border up there.
There you go. All right, Chef Louis DeAngelis here with his special overview. Good eating is good stuff. We have good times here on Good Day.
Shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me, no woman to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Here we are with birthdays. Joyce Randolph was Trixie on The Honeymooners, and she's still with us.
It's a good old American name you don't hear much anymore.
Trixie. Or, no, Joyce, you don't hear much anymore either, I don't think, do you?
No, you sure don't.
She's the only one of The Honeymooners left. The rest of them are all gone taking a honeymoon trip in the sky. Joyce Randolph is 87 today, so happy birthday to her. Next up on the list is Manfred Mann, real name Michael Lubowitz, created the Man Hugs Blues Brothers, and then was well known because of the Manfred Mann Earth Band, do Diddy Diddy, the Mighty Quinn, Blinded by the Light, that kind of stuff. I always thought there was some nasty lyrics, but I guess I wasn't right. In one of those songs, oh my God, spent a lot of time talking about it.
People have made up nasty lyrics to this. Yeah. That's where you're getting it from.
Right, yeah.
Not the
All
original.
Right. Here's one of Richie's faves.
Yeah, buddy.
Steve Cropper, guitarist with Booker T and the MGs.
The Colonel.
And certainly an important part of some of the music in the first Blues Brothers. I think they were both, he and What's-His-Face were in both of them, weren't they?
He and Duck Dunn, yeah.
Yeah, in both of them.
In both of them. They were the house band at Stax Records.
Yeah, very cool.
Yep.
Responsible for Green Onions, Hang 'em High, Time is Tight.
Which is what this is.
What, Time is Tight?
Mm-hmm. Time is Tight. Memphis Soul. Good old Memphis Soul.
Time is Tight. Here's another great Memphis operator. Elvin Bishop, guitarist, started out with a Paul Butterfield blues band, and then the Elvin Bishop group followed.
Little blue-eyed soul.
This is great stuff. Fooled around and fell in love. This is a great pocket, Richie. Been around for a long time, this song. Okay, next up, bass player for Chicago, Lee Rothman. Nothing about Chicago ever really excited me. Born in the state, 1946. Elvin Bishop, born in the state, 1942. He's 69. Lee is 65. Charlotte Caffey, who's a guitarist for the Go-Go's. We got The Beat, Our Lips Are Sealed, Vacation, Head Over Heels, Turn to You, some of their big hits. She's 58 today, born in the state, 1953. Eric Faulkner, guitarist for the Bay City Rollers. Another great pop song. Just pop, fun pop music. Born in the state, 1955, so he's 58. Carrie Fisher's birthday is today. In Star Wars, The Blues Brothers, When Harry Met Sally, Hannah and Her Sister's Shampoo. She's written some very good novels, popular
very
books.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she needs to go on a diet.
She did.
Oh, yeah. Is she okay now?
She lost 50 pounds on Nutrisystem or Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig.
One of them, yeah. She's a spokesperson for them.
So there.
Steve Lukather, guitarist for Toto, is 54 today. 27 after on good day.
Did you know that rosemary water is good for your skin? A mixture of dried marigold petals and witch hazel is a good toner. These are just two of the herbal remedies found in a little book called Overcoming Skin Problems. Endorsed by MedExpress, a relatively small urgent care provider, this easy-to-read little volume covers several holistic therapies for the body's most visible organ, the skin. It explains antioxidants and what they do, and which vitamins help us and why. It even has a recipe for a skin-healthy omelet. You just mix eggs with cauliflower, parsley, and garlic sautéed in olive oil. And there's a rudimentary list of edible plants. I had no idea, for example, that the dandelion's healing properties were discovered in the Orient, and that the leaves of a tea tree can ease the pain of a minor burn. The book also warns you about how much is too much and when not to try something, like aromatherapy during pregnancy. There's a skin type test, a series of questions that covers things like how you react to humidity. Once you figure out which type of skin you have, there are directions on how to care for it. This book is no substitute for professional medical advice, but if you're looking for a way into the complicated world of home remedies, it's a good first step. There are other books like this one. On the shelf in the drugstore, I also spotted ones on weight loss, insomnia, and digestive problems. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Get 40 5.5-ounce cans of Friskies for only $16. Plus, save $2 on Cat Chow and new 30-pound bags and get one can of Purina One cat food free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through October 23rd with your Pet Perks card. Excludes Friskies Selects Indoor.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Program, or as we've figured out, Jennifer's been gone this week, so she doesn't know we've changed the name of the program.
Oh, geez, no, I didn't know.
It's now called the Best Day Program instead of just good or better. This is the best.
Winning.
The best, yes. We are winning. I'm not sure that everybody that works at the post office thinks that they're winning. Have you noticed the latest in the information?
No, now what?
Well, the news conference that's have been held in Washington. Postal Service is trying to balance your access to them with keeping their costs in line. They say they're now going to close 250 mail processing facilities. Mm-hmm. In addition to how many other the post offices that are being closed all around the country, business of the post office and how it affects you. Let's think it through for a minute. Again, Richie will tell us he doesn't use it.
Well, he gets his junk mail.
You know,
he won't miss it at all. Jennifer and I had a conversation last week when you were gone. Huh. And I started thinking about this a little deeper. Okay, at home.
We need it.
Yeah. At home, I do not use my mailbox. Okay, I get my mail.
Right.
I don't care about my bills.
Summarize what it was that the two of you were talking about.
At work, we get all of our checks through the mail.
Yeah.
Right. Every single check.
It. Yeah. Oh, I get mine.
Yep.
Well, that's not true. Some of it is wired. But it seems cumbersome almost to wire that stuff. So imagine yourself without a postal service. That's really what the question kind of boils down to. This has been going on for a couple of weeks now, most recently, but it's been going on for a couple of months. Maybe it's been going on for a couple of years as you really examine what the problem is. The problem is that they don't know how to run the post office. It's just, even though it isn't supposed to be a government agency, it's kind of like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. If you need us, we're there. Well, now they need us, you and me, to the tune of $5.5 billion. And the thing that is shocking to me is, it was like somebody just figured this out yesterday. Who's watching to see where the money's coming from and where it's going? The liability is to the retirement fund for postal employees. I got a fix for the whole thing. Don't let them retire. Keep them working. Then you don't have
That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Not by choice and by chance. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. So why not just, what, is there something wrong with somebody who's 68 delivering your mail? Got a problem with someone who...
Here's what's interesting that we learned. We actually had someone call into the show who worked for the Postal Service, and he said that there was an overpayment to this pension fund of like $55 billion.
Yeah, they miscalculated something or other, and they overpaid the pension fund of $55 billion.
So is there anything these people do right?
No.
They overpaid, so why do we have a shortfall of $5.5 billion if they overpaid by $50 billion?
Right. Why can't they get that money back? And I guess that's the big thing, is they're asking for it back and they're not getting it back.
From whom?
I don't know.
Isn't
do you remember
it
that part, Rich?
There.
I just remember the number. Yeah, okay.
The guy was, bottom line, sticking up for the post office. He was a union employee.
What, somebody called the program?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And he was sticking up for the post office, and he'd said that it wasn't their fault that these people made a $55 billion overpayment.
Uh-huh.
And once they get all that fixed, everything will be fine.
The post office as an organization has lost $8.5 billion this year. How do you run something? I couldn't lose $8.5 billion a year. In my business, I couldn't lose. I can't lose anything and stay in business. Can you? But yeah, these people lose $8.5 billion, and they want you and me to bail them out. So what do you miss? That's the question, I guess, that you guys were talking about, right? What happens if the letter carrier doesn't bring whatever it is that needs to be brought to you, to you? The direct mail, periodicals, catalogs.
Be sad. I'd be devastated. I like the postal
You'd be
service.
Devastated.
I would be. I also like newspapers. So, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned when it comes to those things.
Who would carry the mail to the Indian reservation in the Grand Canyon? Who'd do
that?
Yeah. Right? You think FedEx is going to send a plane in there? Richie had a good idea, though. Put it up for bid.
Let's
keep the service requirements as you will. Keep the service. Keep sending the mail to the islands off the coast of Maine or to the villages in Alaska.
Why does the mail have to come to your house?
Where do you want it to go?
Why doesn't each community have a mail center where you just go pick up your mail every day?
Well, that's what we used to do. Post office boxes.
Sure.
This from a guy who lives in a nice neighborhood. You really want me to go to my post office box by myself in my neighborhood?
I got something for you in the mail over here.
I'm going to take my golf club with me and my taser gun. Not that I have one of those.
But if I did, it'd have lots of big bullets in it.
I love the way these guys are talking about how they will we'll turn it around. How many times have we heard that in our lifetime? We're going to turn this around. We can't. The Postal Service cannot go out of business. We'll deliver the mail. What is that old expression? Through rain and sleet and snow.
I'm going to call one of these foundations, one of these organizations in D.C., and we're going to get somebody on to tell us what would happen if the post office stopped delivering mail tomorrow.
Yeah.
What effect would that have on the economy? I mean, we know it would not cost us as much money to help, you know, prop it up a little bit, but, you know, what would it do to, what would it bring everything to a grinding halt because everybody couldn't get their money?
There are 487 offices around the country that actually process mail. Like here in Framingham, we have a processing center. But they would close under their revised working circumstances. They would close 250 of them. How does that slow down? You know, I was talking to somebody last night. I sent a check to someone last Friday, and they still hadn't gotten it. And this is Friday now, so it was Thursday when I talked to him. We're not sending it from here to Ethiopia. It went from here to Dallas. And the lady said, well, sometimes it takes 7 to 10 days to get here.
Mm.
Wow, huh?
Yeah.
How do you figure that makes any sense? Why would
seven to ten days
to go from a Boston suburb to Dallas when you could
drive it there faster.
Yeah,
you put it on. Hello, there are planes that go to Dallas 10 times every day from Boston.
I told Jennifer the story. You didn't hear this, but we have a company that we deal with in Canada, and apparently 2 months ago there was a Canadian postal strike.
Yeah.
and this it was causing real problems
there was,
for this company.
Yeah. When I was up there in Maine, in May, there was a postal strike there.
Yeah. So this company that we deal with happened to have somebody coming down to the United States or the Washington area to do some kind of business. They asked us if they could bring 22 letters down and mail them for them.
Isn't that crazy?
Because they couldn't get these checks out to the companies that they needed to do business with.
Yep.
So they went to these lengths. So we were like, sure, I guess, why not? So we mailed the letters for them, but these guys were just like, we don't have any way to do business because we can't get these checks to these companies.
All right, listen to this. The United States Postal Service has 150,000 employees who are ready to retire.
Wow.
And they could do it any time. And that's what they want to do. They want to force these people out, but they don't have enough money in their retirement system to pay them. They're ready to go. Cut 150,000 employees. And then, but I don't understand. I have not seen, this is the first I've heard, actually, of the overage. You were explaining the overage. Mm-hmm. All I see is we lost $5.5 billion. There's another number that's $8.5 billion.
It was a little later in the morning when we talked about this. So the gentleman who called in probably, I can try and look it up. What I'm curious to find out, and this is what would be the determining factor for me.
Uh-huh.
How much our economy depends on the transfer of funds through the mail, and how much money actually is in the mail system at any time? Checks going back and forth,
a lot.
All that stuff.
Yeah, a lot.
Can you imagine what kind of number that is?
Yep. Here's Lila Hamilton, who says, "I hope the Postal Service gets the support and cooperation it needs to make the massive changes required to ensure a viable postal system. Like so many other businesses, hard choices need to be made now to not only survive but to thrive in these difficult times." Amen to that. Here's Andrea Salazar, who writes, "The plans to reduce the workforce, close the processing plants, et cetera, are all very political." I don't know what that means. Why are they? Is this a reflection on either this administration or another administration? I don't see the tie-in. What am I missing?
The caller said George Bush was the one that passed this, you have to prepay your pension idea.
Really?
Right.
I don't think George Bush passed it. I think somebody in his administration said.
Right, obviously.
George Bush. Well, let's keep Bush. Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
Doug. Love you, George.
Yes, Jeffrey. You need to go to Google today because you will love their new their logo today.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
How they do a different logo every single day?
Yes.
They spell Google different. They don't spell it different, but they just use different artwork.
Mm-hmm.
You will like today's.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
What would Ben Franklin think if there was no more mail? 800-510-8255.
What would he think if he saw what was going on today?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be jazzed with all the technology, I'm thinking.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you ever dream about that, taking somebody from our country's past or from the past in general and just driving them around for a day?
There's this night Abe and I had on the town once.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, kind of like your own little Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, Socrates.
Well, maybe. I wonder if he's come back, if you believe in reincarnation like I do. I wonder who he is
now.
Yeah,
but he doesn't remember. Yeah, who is Ben
remember,
Franklin
right.
today? Yeah,
could
you
be your dog. Who knows?
No, they don't do that.
I've got news
what
for you.
What do you mean?
No. I am Ben Franklin.
Are you really rich?
Yeah.
Let's see if lightning strikes twice.
Push the right button now.
I see his keys out of my back pocket.
Let's see if Richie can hit the right button.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
All right, so your children are tooled and ready to go. You're getting ready to send them off to school, and you've decided that you want the new deal this year is you're going to make lunch for them. You don't have to. Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea, actually.
It's a good idea.
You don't have to have salmon in the, this is the, Slim Jim's probably not either. Here, are you ready?
Sure, give it to me.
This is a nutritious lunch menu.
Always looking for good nutritious lunches.
And you know what? We have a sponsor. Phil and I have a sponsor, Bumblebee Tuna. But I would tell you, I found, just because for the heck of it, I went back and bought some tuna, the snap-open cans.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on even a meal of pasta, a little olive oil, and these the cans of tuna. They're really very good.
Yeah.
But you can send them to school with your children with some crackers, and they don't smell. And they are very, very healthy. You can send that along with make a couple of pieces of fruit. That's a great meal. And it only costs you like $2.
Right.
For the whole thing. How much does a school lunch cost now? And you're buying lunch.
You know, the funky thing about school lunch now is I don't know how much it costs. I just know we put money on a debit card. Basically, Sean has a PIN number.
Really?
And whenever he does have to buy, he usually takes his lunch, but whenever he does have to buy it, he just puts in his PIN.
Oh,
and it
cute.
Just comes off of the account, and we can check the account.
So sometimes you send him with a lunchbox?
Usually, most days, he goes with a bag lunch,
You have
he's got lunch bags.
What do you send in the lunch?
Either apples, carrots, grapes, something like that,
Yeah. You know, even pretzels are not bad if you don't have a lot of them. You can send just a few pretzels, a few chips, that kind of stuff. That's okay, as long as there's other stuff in there. And it's all of these things are easily very available. I can't imagine why people wouldn't want to have that on their mind as they send their children off to school.
It's just tough finding something they like that holds up well for 4 or 5 hours until they eat their lunch.
Well, it depends on their age, too. I think the tuna fish thing works if you're a little older.
It's a tricky situation, man.
Yeah, right. Why wasn't it tricky when I was in school?
And coming up with 15 things. I mean,
Sloppy Joe's, they were great. Monday was Sloppy Joe Day. 51 after.
Yummy.
You can do it!
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Worldwide reaction continues to the news everyone is talking about. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The word spread quickly yesterday, and everyone reacted. No, we are not referring to Lindsay Lohan showing up late for the first day of community service at the L.A. County Morgue. We are talking about former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, who is now ready for the morgue. These were the sounds heard on many streets across Libya. Gunfire. But not the gunfire of violence, the gunfire of celebration. Gaddafi, as you well know by now, was shot while trying to avoid capture near his hometown of Sirte. His convoy was attacked by NATO forces and Libyan rebels. Gaddafi was said to be hiding in a drainage pipe when he was pulled out of there by rebels who shot him, put him on the hood of a vehicle to take photos of him. Gaddafi died with some photos showing a gunshot wound to the head. Reaction, first from President Obama, offering these comments from the Rose Garden.
This marks the end of a long and painful chapter for the people of Libya, who now have the opportunity to determine their own destiny in a new and democratic Libya.
On the streets of New York City, a sampling of reaction to the news of the death of Muammar Gaddafi.
Let's declare a holiday.
A boon for the world. I'm delighted.
I think it's wonderful.
Unanimous. And among others expressing their opinions and emotions, Barbara Zweinenberg, whose son, Mark, was killed aboard Pan Am Flight 103, a plane that was brought down in 1988 by a Libyan bomb.
It's certainly a little satisfaction. I mean, the guy was a murderer.
Muammar Gaddafi ruled Libya for 42 years. There are a great many people living in that country who have never known a Libya without him. Meanwhile, the death of Gaddafi has NATO commanders meeting today to determine the future of Libyan operations. The U.S. has provided more than $1 billion in assistance for those operations. And with Gaddafi dead, the question clearly is, what happens next? Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow up 37 points yesterday, closing at 11,542. S&P up slightly. NASDAQ down slightly. Oil prices fell 81 cents a barrel, settling at $85.30. That's the sound of a ringtone on a cell phone, and don't be afraid to pick it up. Not if you believe a study by Danish researchers concluding that mobile phones do not raise a person's risk of getting cancer. This study included more than 350,000 people over a period of 17 years. The research, in line with other reports that don't find any negative effects of phone use under normal conditions, the study published on the British Medical Journal website. World Series, Texas Rangers scoring two runs in the ninth, coming from behind and beating the Cardinals in St. Louis to even up the series at a game apiece, Game 3 in Texas tomorrow night. That is, if there is a tomorrow night. That infamous Oakland, California minister and prophet who predicted the end of the world back on May 21st, 90-year-old Harold Camping now predicting that the world will end today. But he is hedging his bets this time by using the words, probably, and maybe. Finally, did you know this past week has been National Teen Driver Safety Week? Just in time for that, the Auto Club of Southern California offering an in-car GPS tracking device that we parents can use to help our teens become better drivers.
It is a very small device. It's about the size of a pack of playing cards.
That's Cletus Nunez of the AAA in Southern California, who tells us what this device does.
They can set up speed alerts so they can be notified when the vehicle has exceeded the speed. They can set up curfew and boundary alert.
So, in setting up these parameters for our teen drivers, if they go over the speed limit or travel outside a certain boundary or use the car after a certain time we set as a curfew, parents could be notified via text or email. But you know, I have a 17-year-old daughter who's on the verge of getting her driver's license. Maybe we need to start trusting our teens.
The number one cause of death for teens who are between the ages of 16 and 19 is auto accidents.
Forget trust. GPS tracking? I'm sold. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Are you a teeth people? Does a white smile rank above firm thighs or six-pack abs? Have you ever flossed at a traffic light? Or refused a muffin to keep poppy seeds out of your teeth? If you answered yes, then you're a teeth people. We ought to know. We're meant to dent. Visit RUteethPeople.com today to download special savings, win prizes, and meet people like you who actually have their dentist on speed dial. Meant to dent, the toothpaste for teeth people.
Hi,